The Best Pet by Tony Stead. Illustrated by Christine Tripp. The Best Pet by Tony Stead. Illustrated by Christine Tripp. Mrs. Lane taught grade 1, and she loved the children in her class. The children also loved Mrs. Lane. They loved coming to school. They loved the work they did each day, and they always left with big on their faces. But something was missing. The class wanted a every day could hear them say, Mrs. Lane, we want a pet, not a fish, not a frog, not a bird, not a dog, something different, something to feed and love when our work is. Oh dear, thought Mrs. Lane, what should I do? What would you do? On Monday morning, there was a letter on Mrs. Lane's. It said, Dear Mrs. Lane, we a ratosaur. It is half rat and half dinosaur. A ratosaur would make the best pet. The dinosaur half would be great because we could on its back. The rat half could show its sharp and scare away robbers. Love, Jackie, Tony, Aaron, Mailing, Jennifer, and Paul. Every day you could hear the class say, Mrs. Lane, Mrs. Lane, we want a Not a frog, not a bird, not a dog, something different, something fun, to feed and love when our work is. Oh, thought Mrs. Lane, a ratosaur would be the best pet. But what if one of the fell off its back? What if it got and ate one of the children? What should I do? What would you do? On Tuesday, there was another letter for Mrs. Lane. It said, Dear Mrs. Lane, will you get us a drag-o-dog? It is half and half dog. A drag-o-dog would make the best pet. We could teach the dog half some. The dragon half could breathe fire to keep our classroom warm and love, Marianne, Charlie, Jason, Betty, Susan, and Dilshan. Every day you could hear the class say, Mrs. Lane, Mrs. Lane, we want a pet, not a frog, not a bird, not a something different, something fun, to feed and when our work is done. Oh dear, thought Mrs. Lane, a drag-a-dog would be the best pet, but what if the only trick it learned was to up the children's work? What if it burned down the what should I do? What would you do? On Wednesday morning, there was another letter. It said, "Dear Mrs. Lane, can you get us a giraffe cat? It's half and half cat. It would make the best pet." The giraffe half could use its long neck to reach that we can't. The cat half would be so soft. Love, Jose, Claire, Tomas, Wendy, Demetra, and Jenny. Every day you could hear the class say, "Mrs. Lane, Mrs. Lane, we want a pet." A fish, not a frog, not a bird, not a dog, something fun to feed and love when our work is done. Oh dear, thought Mrs. Lane, a giraffe cat would be the best pet. But what if its long put a hole in the roof? What if its soft fur caught and gave them to the children? What should I do? What would you do? On Thursday morning, there was another letter. It said, "Dear Mrs. Lane, please buy us a spider fish. It is half and half fish. A spider fish would make the best pet. The spider half would keep flies and out of our classroom. We could watch the fish half." Love, Alex, Raffy, Julie, Justin, Diane, and Harry. Every day you could hear the class say, "Mrs. Lane, Mrs. Lane, we want a pet. Not a fish, not a frog, not a dog, something different, something fun to feed and love when our work is done." Oh dear, thought Mrs. Lane, a would be the best pet, but what if it caught more than just flies and mosquitoes in its... What if the tank had a leak and flooded the classroom? What would I do? What would you do? On morning, there was no letter. Mrs. Lane saw 24 sad little faces looking up and... "Well, children," said Mrs. Lane, "I've read your letters, and all I can say is... Children, children, I got all pets, not a fish, not a frog, not a dog, something different, something fun, to feed and love when your work is done.